You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
First Nations listeners are advised that the following program may contain the names and voices of our mob who have passed on to the dreaming.
That was a 2015 remix of Treaty by Jimbla, Nookie, Ellie Lovegrove, and a few others. Quite a banger, even though I don't actually particularly agree with Treaty, especially not the Victorian State Treaty, which isn't actually a treaty. It's just more colonial lies and more state legislation aimed at eroding our sovereignty, something I've talked about a lot on this program. But we're not going to be talking about that today. Instead, I'm just going to play a fair bit of music today, but first off, I want to have a little bit of a yarn about sovereignty. Again, you know, a subject that I often discuss on this show and that you often hear discussed on the show prior to mine, Bundrell's Fire with Uncle Robbie. But in particular, I want to talk today about the difference between Aboriginal sovereignty and the individual, you know, so-called sovereignty that these sovereign citizens like to try and claim. Now, you know, when we're talking about sovereignty, sovereignty is not something that exists on an individual level. It's something that is held by communities or nations, more accurately. But, you know, it's something that's held by a collective group of people. Now, I want to talk a bit about, you know, these sovereign citizens and how that's not actually real sovereignty. I won't go into it too much, but there is quite often a conflation between Aboriginal demands for our unceded sovereignty to be upheld and the so-called sovereignty that is claimed by these individual cookers or sovereign citizens, as they like to refer to themselves as. So, you know, when we're looking at sovereignty, it is something that very much exists as a framework for nations. It's something that is held in collective power by nations. So when we're looking at sovereignty from an Aboriginal perspective, we're talking about the sovereignty that exists within these Aboriginal communities and Aboriginal nations and their claim to their lands. You know, sovereignty is something that is accountable, or should be at least accountable, to the people. And in comparison, you know, these sovereign citizens are individuals who like to try and use the term sovereignty and falsely apply it to themselves to give themselves an excuse to go out and do whatever they want and, you know, to be not accountable to the broader community or to other people or to the land, or just, you know, in general, not accountable to anyone but themselves. So, you know, when we look at sovereignty in the definition form, especially how it's been defined within international law and within various different, you know, past treaties in Europe, which is what gave the basis for the understanding of sovereignty as we know it today. When we look at that sort of sovereignty, you know, it is very explicit in that it is a authority and power that is held by a collective. So when you look at that, you know, straight away, the sovereign citizens, you know, they don't fit under that definition of sovereignty, or any definition of sovereignty, really, because they, you know, believe that they're not accountable to other people. They believe that they're not a part of broader nation projects. So when we are talking about this, you know, quite often a lot of people who don't know any better falsely conflate Aboriginal unceded sovereignty with the, you know, so-called claims of sovereignty that these sovereign citizens like to put out. Now, when we're talking about these sovereign citizens, their claim to sovereignty is something that very much fits within the realm of liberalism. You know, it's that individuality. It's the desire to put oneself above any other laws or nations or communities or accountability. And it's the desire to, you know, have your own individual so-called freedoms and rights. Now, that stands in like direct contrast when we look at the structure of Aboriginal communities. Aboriginal communities are structured in such a way where we are accountable to each other, we're accountable to our elders and our leaders, and we're also accountable to the land, which is, you know, something that broader international sovereignty doesn't quite grasp either, but it is something that exists very much so for First Nations communities. So, you know, when we are talking about this sort of stuff, we have to be very specific when you hear people talking about, you know, falsely trying to conflate these two things. We have to really pull that up and really address that, because all it does is further hurt the Aboriginal sovereignty movement. Now, non-Indigenous people, settlers on this continent, they don't actually have a proper claim to sovereignty, you know, not just as individual sovereign citizens, but in terms of the so-called, you know, nation of Australia, the colony of Australia. You know, Australia's claim to sovereignty comes from the constitution, and it comes from its illegal occupation of our lands. But even then, you know, when we look further into this, we see a lot of contradictions, which I won't go into too much, but, you know, straight off the bat, like, there's the contradiction of the Constitution and the claim that the Constitution establishes the sovereignty of Australia. The Constitution is actually an act of British Parliament that was passed in the 1900s, you know, before it came into effect in 1901 in this colony. And that's something that a lot of people, even on the left, often forget. You know, you quite often hear people on the left talking about Australia as a sovereign nation, but it doesn't actually have sovereignty. You know, Australia's sovereignty is just a false facade that is held up by this British Act of Parliament. But, you know, when you even look at the Constitution and when you read it properly, even if we exclude the fact that it's a British Act of Parliament, even within the Constitution itself, it still gives a lot of power and a lot of influence and authority to the British Crown and to the actors that represent the British Crown, people like the Governor General, for example. Now, you know, it currently stands in that constitution that the Governor General, on behalf of the Crown, can sack a elected Prime Minister. And, you know, where is the sovereignty there? That's not sovereignty. A foreign body, being a foreign power, the British UK government, that is, the British Crown, you know, a foreign power being able to sack an elected Prime Minister is not something that would exist within a sovereign state, you know. And even further to that, you know, the British Crown actually has the power to dissolve Parliament altogether. You know, when, what's his name now, King Charles, I suppose, and, you know, not Prince Charles anymore, but, you know, when King Charles was over here in this colony, you know, he could have, if he wanted to, have went in and dissolved Parliament and all of the elected officials. Now, I'm not going to get into the whole contradiction of elected officials either. I've talked a lot about that on the program before, and if you haven't heard that show, I do recommend you head to the website, freecr.org.au, /Yilliman, and find that old episode and give it a listen. But, you know, we don't actually have sovereignty here, even in the form of the Australian colony having sovereignty. And it's something that really needs to be acknowledged and reconciled with by the so-called left here, especially by all your, you know, colonial chauvinists and patriotic socialists who try and claim that Australia is no longer a colony or that Australia is a sovereign nation, you know, especially when they talk about American imperialism. But yeah, it's just something I wanted to mention today, you know, that sovereign citizens are not sovereign, and that the only legitimate sovereignty on this continent is the sovereignty of Aboriginal nations, a sovereignty that has existed for tens of thousands of years and continues to exist to this day, unseated by the colonial occupation.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.